Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
And as always, looking forward to catching up with Gavin. He's on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hello, my friend. How are we?
I'm okay. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not bad at all.
Gee, I'll tell you what, the weather's been a bit all over the shop in the last couple of days, hasn't it?
Oh, hasn't it just? A Monday was just hideous. There's only one word for Monday, and that was just hideous. My nursery looked like a bomb had hit it by the end of the day. And then at 5 o'clock, the winds were just as strong, but changed direction, so everything fell the other way.
Wow, what a day you had on Monday then, Gav, hey?
It wasn't a good day. The good thing is, an hour after we opened on Tuesday, it was all back to normal again.
Well, there you go. How the world turns around, Gav.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Now, on the show today, we're talking something a little bit different here. We're talking about hydrangeas, aren't we?
It's hydrangea time, and as I've noted, everything old is new again. It turns around. It's very much like plants are very much like fashion. What can be out of style 20 years ago can suddenly come back in. You know, I'm just hoping one day it happens to me.
Probably to most of us, actually, Gav. Yeah.
You know, I got told on the weekend by somebody much, much younger that the first three cars I owned would now be classed as vintage. And I said, oh, thank you very much. And he said, you know, they'd probably have historic number plates. And I said, well, maybe I should get them as well in that case.
That's a bit rude, isn't it, yeah, Gav?
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
But, yes, so that's the whole theme of today, is that hydrangeas were always seen as a very, very old-fashioned plant. Incredibly tough, but old-fashioned. And, of course, all those things are in cycles. So now, for the last few years, we haven't been able to get enough of them. And when they come into season, which is when they're due to flower, which is generally most of November, leading up to Christmas, there's some fabulous varieties. Now, of course, most people know hydrangeas about something that grows to 1 to 1.5 meters, or in our scale, 3 to 4 feet high. You can now get dwarf ones that stay under a meter. You can get ones like the Magic Revolution, which flowers up to 150 days. Now, that is absolutely incredible for a hydrangea to flower that long. But they say you can get up to 150 days of continuous flowering. Now, there's an enormous range of colours these days. Back in the day, there was only ever pink and blue.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was up to the pH, or the alkalinity, or the acidity of the soil, as to what you get. Now, I remember back in the old days, if you wanted blue hydrangeas, you'd get your old little steel cans that all your groceries came in, and nails, and of course, when they rusted in the ground, they released the iron, which of course turned them blue. And of course, lime makes it acidic, so that's makes it alkaline, which is what turns them pink. White stays as white, but you know, as I said, these days there's lots of alternatives, and of course, you can now buy, rather than go to those extremes, you can now buy a container of hydrangea pinking lotion and hydrangea bluing. Now, these are powders that you mix into liquids. You pour them around the plants in the months leading up to flowering, and they will correct the pH to get the colour you want. Really, really good. Now, the thing with hydrangeas is that they love shade of an afternoon.
Yes.
They've got such big leaves on them, they tend to burn easy in that hot afternoon sun. So it's a good idea, whether they be in a pot or in the ground, to have them in a spot that maybe gets a bit of morning sun and then gets that afternoon shade to protect them. And they do really well. They will take quite dry spots. I know people that have got hydrangeas under big old trees where there'd be massive big roots going along the ground, and they plant the hydrangeas, and because they'll take quite a dry spot, they don't have a problem.
Okay, can I ask you this question whilst we're talking about this? When it comes to the soil, would you agree that they need the moist and well-drained soil? Is that what they need?
No, well, as I said, they'll take quite dry spots. So well-drained is a definite, but it doesn't have to be moist. Probably to start them off it would, but in the long run, you know, given a hydrangea that may be in the ground for 6 months, you could almost let it go to just a watering once a week and it would be fine. And of course, in winter, they do tend to lose a lot of their leaves, so they don't stress when they go through very, very dry periods. Over summer, I would do my fantastic liquid fertilizer every 2 weeks.
Yes.
You know how I love my seaweed fertilizers?
Absolutely, yes. And I do too. Yes, I do too as well, yes.
They will bring them lovely and lush after they flower. Obviously, you don't do it while they're in flower, but as soon as those flowers finish up, that's when you start every fortnight and get them nice and lush and green again. Some of the varieties these days, you know, there's this magical revolution which flowers up to 150 days, which, as I said at the beginning, is quite phenomenal for a hydrangea. You can get one called Tuxedo, which is a really dark pink with very, very dark foliage. It's very nice. And you can get some what they call bicolours, which are ones that tend to have a darker colour around the outside and maybe even going to a white in the centre. Aptly named as Strawberries and Cream, which would be the pink and white. And, of course, Blueberries in Cream, which would be the blue and white.
Yeah.
There's a lovely one called Miss Sayori, which is a deep rose with a cream centre. And there's even ones, you know, there's even ones that the centre buds don't even open, and they're called lace caps because they look so, they have an outer ring of the coloured flowers, and then the centre of them stays almost solid, like a big lace cap over the top of it. So there's so many varieties. They're easy to grow. They're all coming into flower. Yeah, now is definitely the time to get the pick of them, because one thing with hydrangeas is people love to see them showing a bit of colour and coming into flower. And it is the ideal time to pick your hydrangea.
Well, there you go. Now, there's a question I would like to ask you for those people who may not be familiar with hydrangeas or have never grown hydrangeas before. Do you need a lot of room in your garden for them?
No, they tend to grow nearly as wide as they do high. So if we're averaging maybe a metre, which would be about average, you'd want about that in width as well. Or in the case of the smaller ones, and as I said, there are some dwarf ones that stay under a metre, the same thing applies in width. Which is why they're advertising them as being really good for pots these days, because you can get these smaller, more compact varieties that don't fill up huge, big areas. But to answer your question, about as wide as they would grow high.
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. How high do they grow?
Well, the bulk of them is about 1 to 1.2 metres. So
okay. In
the old scale, about 3 to 4 feet. That's for your traditional hydrangeas that are either blue, pink, or white. And then, of course, as I said, over the last few years, the last 10 years, they've expanded it into all these hybridised varieties that don't grow quite as big now. So a little bit smaller, a little bit more compact, and that makes them suitable for a lot more spots. And right back to the beginning, pick that spot that's, I suppose, very similar to like an azalea.
Yeah.
It would like a bit of sun in the morning, but definitely shade after lunch.
Okay, so it's very important to where you put your hydrangeas. You were talking about the fertilisation part of it. You're saying every couple of weeks and whatever. Is there anything else you need to do apart from that?
Not really. Keep them in lots of water while they've got the flowers on them, because the one thing you'll realise with plants is that the flowers take up nearly as much water as what the plant does. So whenever a plant comes into flower, always, and it doesn't really matter what plant it is, but always up the water, otherwise you'll find that the flowers will fall off prematurely, especially in dry times like we've got coming up. Always You put extra water on when something comes into flower and you won't have a problem. The one thing you don't want, especially with these longer flowering ones, is to go to all the trouble to get one and then let the flowers fall off prematurely because it's dried out on an extremely windy day, for example, like Monday. Now, even though these things might be grown in the shade, doesn't mean they don't grow dry out in the wind.
Yes, and I think we have to take that into consideration, the effects that the wind do have on our gardens.
Now, we do, yes.
Do you guys have a good range of hydrangeas at Lee Rowan's at the moment?
We most certainly do in both of our stores, yes.
Okay, and you, speaking of both stores, can you let us know where both those stores are for us?
I am. It's 381 Hillsborough Road, which is the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end. And we also have our fantastic branch on the freeway, or almost on the freeway, 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, which is about partway or halfway to Sydney.
Okay, and you have a wonderful website as well you can tell us about?
We do. We do. Our www.leerowans.com has got all the information on there.
Okay, now for our listeners who would like to pop down to the nursery, you're always available if you can, if you're not busy, to maybe answer questions and stuff like that.
Far from Friday and Saturday, because no matter how important you are, you always deserve a weekend.
Oh, so they give you a weekend off, do they, Gav?
I do get a weekend off, yes, Friday and Saturday, but I'm back here at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Okay, Sunday through to Thursday.
Correct, yes.
Awesome stuff. All right, as always, it's been great to talk to you, and for those who weren't au fait with hydrangeas, you certainly will be au fait now, because Gav, he certainly knows what he's talking about, and we do appreciate you coming on as always, Gav, and we're going to do this all over again next Wednesday afternoon. Look forward to that.